Every culture of the world has a structure that represents what their beliefs are. In America, we have the Statue of Liberty, which represents her emphasis on individual freedom. In France, the Eiffel Tower represents their love of architecture and art. In ancient Egypt, the pyramids represented their hierarchical society. And in Judaism, when B'nai Yisrael are properly living in their land, we have the Beis HaMikdash. However, the message of the Beis HaMikdash seems a bit unclear. What does this structure really represent? Is it just about bringing sacrifices? What about the majority of Jewish history in which we have not been bringing sacrifices? Is that really one of Judaism's main ideas? And furthermore, the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed for far longer than the amount of time it was built for. What has replaced the Beis HaMikdash as the fundamental structure of Judaism? To answer these questions, we must first go to this week's Parsha. In Parsha's Emor, we continue on with the general theme of Sefer Vayikra, which discusses the different sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash and the laws of purity that apply to the Kohanim who work in the Beis HaMikdash. In the beginning of the Parsha, however, we encounter what seems to be a break in this narrative. The Torah describes the laws of what happens when a Kohen, the people who found their main occupation in the Beis HaMikdash, has a death in the family, Rachman Litzlan. While generally speaking, the Kohanim are prohibited to come into contact with any dead body, when it comes to their immediate family, which consists of his wife, mother, father, sons, daughters, and siblings, however, not only is he allowed to become Tamei by coming in contact with their bodies, but he's actually obligated to do so. We see that in the midst of talking about the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah inexplicably describes and teaches us what the family structure looks like. It tells us the tremendously important ideas of the primacy of a spouse, siblings, and children, so important that they break what the normal halacha is, that a person can become tummy for them. But wouldn't these laws have made more sense in Sefer Devarim, which talks about the myths of getting married and having a family? Why does the Torah teach us about the family structure in the midst of talking about the Karbanos and the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is that the Torah is giving us a profound understanding of what the Beis HaMikdash is really all about. If you think about it, the Beis HaMikdash is almost exactly like a person's home. Like one's home, the Beis HaMikdash consists of a shulchan, a table with bread on it. Like one's home, the Beis HaMikdash contains a menorah, a lamp which gives off light. Like a home, the Beis HaMikdash is meant to smell nicely, which is accomplished by the mizbeach, which gives off a reach nichoach, a pleasing aroma. It also contains a kiyor, a sink, as a home has. And finally, it has an inner chamber, an inner room, which is off limits, except for a select few. If you think about it, the Beis HaMikdash is really one giant home. And that is why, within the context of the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah teaches us the concept of a family unit. In reality, there would be no better place to teach the idea of a family other than in this week's Parsha, which is all about what it means to live in a home with a family. The structure that represents Judaism is not one that represents sacrifices alone. Yes, sacrifices have a place, and yes, they are brought in the Beis HaMikdash. However, just as one wouldn't categorize their home as the place where they brush their teeth, the Beis HaMikdash really represents something much more than sacrifices. Nowadays, unfortunately, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. However, if you think about it, the Beis HaMikdash is only a representation of what our own homes should look like. And just as freedom wouldn't suddenly disappear if the Statue of Liberty were to be destroyed, so too we can still maintain the value of family that the Beis HaMikdash represents, even in its absence. Only the representation is no longer with us, but the essence of what the Beis HaMikdash represents lives on strongly within our homes. In these trying times, has caused a lot of us to spend more time in our homes than we are used to. And while this definitely brings its own unique challenges, it's also an opportunity for us to reassess and to reevaluate what our homes look like and what they should look like. Is it just a place where I brush my teeth and eat my meals? Or is it perhaps, or could it be perhaps, a place of holiness? Is it a place where I just happen to live? Or is it a place where I could say, it is the symbol of my Judaism? Let us take this opportunity to transform our homes and turn them into our very own Beis HaMikdash.